Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnak. This is VPR News. Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman won the Democratic nomination for governor in Vermont's primary election yesterday. Zuckerman now faces a general election campaign against Republican Governor Phil Scott, who won high approval ratings for his handling of COVID-19. But Zuckerman says he doesn't agree with all of the approaches Scott has taken to addressing the pandemic. Zuckerman told VPR this morning if he were governor, he would not open schools in person for learning this fall.
Right now, I think it's dangerous to do so. I've heard from a lot of teachers who are concerned, and I think we needed better planning to give them the opportunity to do that. And I would say probably not until we have better, clearer guidance for our instructors.
Zuckerman defeated three other Democratic candidates in Tuesday's primary. The four Democratic incumbents running in the crowded state Senate race in Chittenden County held on to their seats. Ginny Lyons, Michael Sorotkin, and Phil Baruth all won their nominations by a decent margin. Chris Pearson managed to win his nomination by about 30 votes. Former state representative Keisha Rahm and South Burlington City Councilor Thomas Chittenden were also nominated. Rahm was the second highest vote getter among the candidates, with Lyons and incumbent getting the most. The six Democrats will face off against Republican candidates Erica Reddick and Tom Chastanet in the November election. State Auditor Doug Hoffer defeated challenger Linda Joy Sullivan in the Democratic primary. Hoffer received 52% of the vote to Sullivan's 35%. Attorney General T.J. Donovan, Secretary of State Jim Condos, and State Treasurer Beth Pierce each ran unopposed in the Democratic primary and won. H. Brooke Page won the Republican primary for Attorney General and Secretary of State. Carolyn Whitney Brannigan won the Republican primary for State Treasurer. And Governor Phil Scott says he's open to an executive order signed by President Trump on Saturday that would extend supplemental benefits for unemployed Americans. Trump wants to use federal disaster relief money to fund a $300 weekly add-on to state unemployment checks.
We are going to assess that, and if it's okay to do, we're fine trying to find a path to doing so.
Trump's plan would require states to contribute an additional $100 a week to unemployed workers, but Scott says Vermont could use federal coronavirus relief money to cover the cost. A $600 weekly unemployment benefit passed by Congress earlier this year expired at the end of July. The eye on the sky, sunny and warm this afternoon, less humid, highs 80 to 85 in the north, upper 80s in the Champlain Valley and south. Clear and cool tonight, areas of dense fog, lows mid-50s to low 60s. More on the weather at VPR.org. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.